Big American news in the past week or so has been J.D. Vance, the vice president, and his blistering speech in Europe, where he rebuked European leaders for lacking commitment to free speech and criticized a number of their domestic policies, including interference in elections, stopping powers like parties like the AfD coming to the fore, and so on and so forth. I'll just play a little excerpt from that speech, and then I'll talk a little bit about the reaction and where I think this is going.
I worry the most about vis-a-vis Europe is not Russia, it's not China, it's not any other external actor. And what I worry about is the threat from within, the retreat of Europe from some of its most fundamental values, values shared with the United States of America. In Britain and across Europe, free speech, I fear, is in retreat. In Washington, there is a new sheriff in town. And under Donald Trump's leadership, we may disagree with your views, but we will fight to defend your right to offer it in the public square, agree or disagree. Now, the good news is that I happen to think your democracies are substantially less brittle than many people apparently fear. And I really do believe that allowing our citizens to speak their mind will make them stronger still. And trust me, I say this with all humor, if American democracy can survive 10 years of Greta Thunberg scolding, you guys can survive a few months of Elon Musk.
So not a single bit of applause or laughter or anything, you know, very chilly reception to Vance there from that European elite crowd. And since he gave that speech, there's been all sorts of headlines, shock, disgust, you know, European leaders aghast. Olaf Scholz, who, as we know, is kind of on his way out in Germany, has responded negatively as well. He's reaffirmed his commitment to fighting the quote-unquote far right and the AfD. In this country, there was a whole debate set off. I don't know where it's come from. Apparently, J.D. Vance is trying to take away abortions from Scottish women. I don't know where that discourse has come from, but to say that the response has been hysterical is an understatement. However, I find it very interesting because, as I've been talking about, this is basically the Trump strategy. The new Trump administration has come in, and it wants to reorient the American empire away from Europe and towards focusing on China. And it also wants to, in a way, withdraw from empire to become a much more nationalistic power, focusing on the core. And it wants Europe to pay for itself, pay for its own defense, and actually, eventually, for America to withdraw the troops that have been there since the end of World War II. So you get this very strange situation where you've got Elon Musk, and, you know, literally going around Europe saying mega, you know, make Europe great again, and supporting the AfD, and the vice president of America going there and scolding European leaders, essentially for, I mean, it's kind of bizarre, really, because the ideology that all those European leaders are supporting is basically the ideology that America has foisted on it since World War II. And now America's changed its mind. He's now rebuking them, saying, hold on a second, you're not holding up your end of the bargain. You're being anti-democratic, you're being anti-free speech and so on. And they must be thinking, hold on a second, just a minute ago, the president of America was telling us to do this, this and this. Now you're telling us this. So it is a kind of sudden, you know, from the point of view of taking America as a continuity rather than Biden, Trump, etc., it is kind of schizophrenic from that point of view. But also, I think it's very interesting what's happening here, because essentially these European powers who have learned to be supine, they have learned to be subservient to the American empire. And now the American empire is withdrawing. And like Reek from Game of Thrones, you remember Reek? Reek, like Reek, or like, the house slave in Django Unchained. They're saying, come on, master, don't let us go. We cannot fend for ourselves. Please, we are weak. That's basically what they're saying, which is pathetic, really. And Vance is saying, no, bugger off, basically. You know, we don't want this anymore. Time to change your ideas. Time to become Europe again. And what is really interesting, I call this J.D. Vance is forcing Europe to be free, and it's working. Why do I say that? Because if you have a look at all of the discourse, if you have a look at even the way the shit libs and the leftists have responded to this, a large part of it has been like, hold on a second, who is this J.D. Vance? And who does he think he is coming over here and telling us how to run our things? You see, I mean, the message from the Europeans is kind of schizophrenic too. Part of it is the reek bit. Oh no, we're too weak. You cannot leave us. But another part of it is, hold on a second, you're telling us how to run our shop? How about no? We don't do things like that here with your free speech and your bloody French fries and burgers. Bugger off. We invented the burger, actually. So in a funny way, this is a really interesting dynamic of what's happening with the Trump administration here. It is by being more nationalistic and jingoistic and rebuking allies in this way, it is actually unearthing a kind of nascent, okay, it's coming out in a shit lib liberal leftist way, but it happened in Canada. I've never seen my Canadian friends more nationalistic, more Canadian, more, you know, ready to fight for their country than when Trump started attacking, talking about the 51st state stuff. I thought it was really interesting. Now that is happening in Europe, and now I'm seeing European friends, left and right, being like, hold on a second, who is this hillbilly? Bugger off, Vance, with your eyeliner and your stupid 1990s liberal values. We don't do liberalism here. This is Europe. We've always done things by the sword, damn you. I'm not saying it's quite as hardcore as that, but it's stirring. And this is what is so interesting. But like, whether they mean it to be this way or not, they're making people more belligerent. They're making them more anti-American. And in the process, they're becoming more nationalistic, and they're asking these questions. Well, does America get to tell us what to do anymore? But you see, that's what Vance wants. That's what Trump wants. Oh, it's marvelous. It's marvelous. Now, I've been a critic of Trump. I'm not the biggest Trump guy in the world, as people know. And I've been critical of many aspects. And tomorrow, when I talk about the Middle East situation, I'll be critical again. But whether they mean it to work like this or not, and whether, I mean, okay, you can have your agreements or disagreements with the AFD or whatever, and with Vance or with Musk and all the rest of it. But the process they're setting into place, and you see, I don't even know if they're aware of it, what they're undoing here. They're actually undoing the core of what I call boomer truth as we speak. They're undoing the machinery, the post-World War II machinery that has kept all this crap together. And even if it comes out initially in the, hold on a second, you don't tell us whether, you know, our free speech rules, or you don't tell us how to run our abortions or whatever, I don't really care. The point is that those exchanges are happening. And I like it. It is good. It is good, friends. All right. Speaking of national histories, I'll remind everybody to take Foundations of Shakespeare, buy it now. I think that'll do for now. Exciting developments. And I'll see you again tomorrow when I talk about the situation involving that little country in the Middle East. If you like this video, be sure to like and subscribe. You can join the channel for thousands of hours of past shows in the archive and hundreds of videos. If you have any questions, you can leave a super chat or a super thanks, and I'll be sure to pick it up during my weekly office hours, which run every Tuesday afternoon. I also provide courses at the academic agency, which I encourage people to buy. Thousands of students now have taken the Trivium to improve their skills in writing, logic, and rhetoric. Just three of many courses available. Buy it now. But most importantly of all, friends, get out.